Hello, friend. This is Cher Stevenson, and you're listening to This Beautiful Ugly, where we help you rediscover you as you're finding meaning through grief. We hope that you'll find practical insights and tips that you can apply to your journey. And before we dive into today's content, a few quick reminders. If these episodes have helped you make progress in areas of your own life, we want to hear about it. Would you rate this content, write a review, or share on social media after this episode? And if you tag us, we may be able to repost you. And by the way, thank you to everyone who's reposting and sharing these episodes because you are helping us reach more people. If you're new to our community, welcome. We believe that each episode of This Beautiful Ugly brings not only encouragement and healing, but we also offer helpful tools and resources along with inspiring stories. We realize that it's important also to connect with a counselor and a support community to help you heal through your journey. Lastly, click on our show notes for links to resources shared in these episodes, and make sure to check out Dr. Deb's book, Heal Your Path to Thriving, at purelighthealth.com. And you also can find that in your show notes. Now, on to today's conversation with my co-host, Dr. Deb Harrell.
Hey, this is Dr. Deb. I'm so excited to be here with you to share some really quick tips on how to boost your nutrition. These tips actually will help you during your grief journey as stress on the body really takes its toll, and good nutrition can help to negate those negatives that are happening every day as you're going through this process. These tips will also help you if you're just in life, because we can all benefit from better nutrition. People often ask me, what's the best thing I can do to improve my health? And I tell them to boost your produce intake, or power up on your produce. My first tip today is to think color. Color is so important. Colors of food. Oftentimes, the typical American diet is brown and white, beige and white. But we want a colorful diet to improve our health and give us the best defenses against whatever viruses, et cetera, are out there. Colorful foods have the most nutrition per calorie. So I encourage people to think color when thinking about their nutrition. You want to eat from all the color groups because each color group has its own benefits. Think about eating a rainbow every day. So you can start your day and go, okay, today I'm going to eat the rainbow, which includes all the colors, right? Let's talk about the different benefits of each color, because each one does, although some of the benefits overlap, each one has its own unique benefits. First, we'll talk about red foods. Red foods are things like tomatoes, red apples, red grapes. What else is red? Raspberries. Lots of fruits are red. And so red foods have what's called lycopene. Lycopene is a micronutrient that helps rid the body of free radicals. And free radicals are those unstable atoms that wreak havoc in your body. And they're a natural byproduct of energy production. We cannot escape free radicals. It's going to happen just from living. So lycopene will help really negate the negative effects of free radicals on our body. Orange and yellow foods promote heart health. The citrus, which, you know, living in Florida, we have a lot of citrus. It contains carotenoids, which help keep bad cholesterol, that LDL cholesterol, from sticking to your artery walls. Beta carotene helps protect against macular degeneration. Alpha carotene is included in orange and yellow foods, and it's actually 10 times more effective than beta carotene, even though we hear mostly about beta carotene. Alpha carotene is 10 times more effective than beta carotene at preventing cancer. So it's a good one. We want to eat lots of green foods. Leafy green vegetables are the number one most nutritious food on the planet. They're the most nutrient dense. So we want to eat a nutrient dense diet. So nutrient density is really determined by the amount of nutrients per calorie you consume. Leafy green vegetables are the number one most nutrient-dense food on the planet. So we want to include a lot of green foods. Cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli are best for preventing cancer, and they also prevent macular degeneration. How do you think a cow gets to be so big? It eats greens. So eat up your greens. And blue and purple foods are really protective as well. Things like blueberries, eggplant, purple sweet potatoes, blackberries. Blue purple foods protect the body from free radicals again. They are loaded with anthocyanins, which protect the heart by preventing blood clots. They can reverse some aspects of aging. I like that. And they protect the brain. We have an epidemic of Alzheimer's in our country and our world, actually. And we all know that during grief, our brain can feel really foggy. So you want to boost up your blue and purple food consumption to be able to help with that situation in your brain. The other thing I'd like you to think today is to think live. So live food, which is raw fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, live foods contains enzymes. When you cook a food, you destroy the enzymes. Depending on how long you cook it and how hot you are cooking it over, that will determine the enzyme content. So you want to think live food. Live food equals life. So we want to eat those colorful foods in the raw form as much as possible. I encourage people to make the salad the main course of every meal. So if you take a salad and you know, make a nice salad out of some nice greens like spinach or romaine or spring mix versus iceberg lettuce, which remember doesn't have much color, and we want to think color. Iceberg lettuce is very pale green. It's really more like crunchy water. So you want to load it up with all those greens, throw on a bunch of different colorful veggies, and then maybe some fruits if you'd like, and you have a really power-packed meal there. So think color, think live. Those are your two tips for today. Load up on those colorful fruits and vegetables that are live, that are raw in their raw form, and it will help you feel better, which is going to also help with the grieving process. Thank you so much. Have a great day. And thanks for joining us on This Beautiful Ugly. We'll look forward to seeing you back here really soon for more tips on how to boost your nutrition and help your body and mind through the grieving process. Take care. Bye. Found something that has really helped me on my health journey. I found Superior Electrolytes and started using them and immediately noticed my heart palpitations I was dealing with almost on a daily basis totally disappeared within a few days. Superior Electrolytes keep it real by using real sourced ingredients rather than lab-made ingredients. The light refreshing electrolyte drink has zero sugar, includes pink Himalayan sea salt, ionic sea minerals from the Great Salt Lake, and real vitamin C from acerola berry extract. They are non-GMO, gluten-free, and vegan. They are actually whole food-based electrolytes, and they can help everyone, not just athletes. Electrolytes keep us hydrated, give us better immunity, more energy, and fewer leg cramps or headaches. Check out the link in our show notes to order Superior and make sure and use code TBU to give you free shipping and help sponsor our show. You will love them.
This episode was sponsored by Bud and Bloom Co., a nonprofit serving at-risk communities, and Pure Light Health, offering holistic solutions to help you heal and thrive since 1999. This podcast is produced by Creators Space. Audio production and editing is done by me, Cher Stevenson. If you like this podcast, tell a friend. Well, tell all your friends. And please remember to follow, rate, and review. That would be great.